Hello, my beautiful people. I want to welcome you into this new series of guided meditations. I want to express my gratitude for you being here and taking the time to do something that's good for yourself. The first meditation is about grief, something I know a little too well. Let's first begin by finding a relaxed position, sitting or lying down. Just set aside a few minutes for you to relax. But before we start the meditation, I want to talk about the different types of losses. Grief can come in a lot of different ways. Sometimes it comes in a typical way that we know about, the death of a loved one, a divorce, the loss of a job. And then there's other types of losses, like the loss of a pet, changing jobs, moving to a new country, infertility, illness. Any event that changes our life plans is grief. We grieve the loss of what we imagined our life to be. Perhaps you're dealing with change that is reasonably positive, and your grief is relatively simple to deal with. Maybe you're coping with a significant loss, and you're going through a challenging grieving process. Or you may have experienced a huge loss that has profoundly changed your life. Before thinking about your loss and beginning the process of dealing with grief, I want you to just start by relaxing. Close your eyes and just sit or lie quietly. You don't need to do anything in particular, and I know how hard it is to think of nothing, so I don't want you to think of nothing. I just want you to relax and become the observer of your thoughts. Observe what your thoughts are trying to tell you. Observe the images that cross your mind. Observe the thoughts that are coming in and out without resistance. Let them come and go. And take a deep breath. And as you breathe out, feel your body sinking into the surface you are on. Breathe slowly in and out. In and out. Keep breathing slowly and calmly. And I want you to imagine that your body is on a blanket. Imagine that the blanket is dipped into warm water. Imagine how it would feel to be floated, suspended in the warm water. Gentle waves moving your body. Now picture being lifted out of the water, the heaviness of the water stretching the blanket, stretching your body. Imagine that the blanket is placed on a warm concrete surface in the sun. Imagine how it would feel to be in this blanket. So warm and heavy. Now that you're starting to feel more relaxed, let's focus on dealing with grief. Dealing with grief is very tiring. You may have been feeling tired, stressed, and burnt out lately. And this may be caused by the grief process. These symptoms can be troubling, but they're normal. And they will come and go. The process of dealing with grief is similar to the process of recovering from a physical injury. When a physical injury occurs, your body needs time to heal and recover. Only with grief, it is never a linear progress. Time may not heal. Time may just give you more resources and growth for you to learn how to deal with that grief. Sometimes people who are dealing with grief feel like they're going crazy. You're not going crazy. What you're going through is normal and natural. There's a lot of stages of grief, and they're never in a particular order. They may even be a cycle, a never-ending cycle. It's normal to experience numbness, a time where you don't feel very much at all. It doesn't mean that you're insensitive or that you don't care about what happened. It's just your mind that's protecting you. It's a normal way of processing a traumatic experience. You may experience anger. You might notice that you're angry, frustrated, upset. And it's normal to be angry when you lose something that's important to you. Angry towards the person or the thing you lost. Angry at the world, at God even, at the causes of your loss. Not all anger is rational. Not all emotions are rational. People who are dealing with grief don't always think rationally. And just accept that. Accept that even if you may know the right things, that your emotions might not align with them. Accept that process. You might be going through the stage of questioning, wondering why you, why this, why now, why this person. Like questioning is a normal part of dealing with grief. You might feel lonely and sad, even depressed. You might have hard times focusing and concentrating. It's normal to feel this way. It's okay for you to feel sad and upset when you experience loss. This experience is very intense and painful. So just accept everything that comes with it. And acceptance is also a stage of grief. This stage might come and go, where there'll be days where you'll be able to recreate a new life. You accept this loss, you accept the things that have changed, you accept the things that will never be part of your life. And even this stage can come and go. Some days are full of acceptance and others filled with questioning. Understand that the processes of grief are not organized. Wherever you are in this process, it's okay. You can get through this. I promise that you will feel better. You will make a new life. Yes, your life will be different than you had planned. But unfortunately, we can't always plan for losses. Help yourself. Be there for yourself. Push yourself. Some days will be harder than others. Trust me. You are only getting stronger day by day. And as much as what happened is not your fault, you didn't deserve it. You are faced with a situation that is challenging and difficult and devastating, and you have no choice but to deal with it. So choose wisely what you decide to think about, what you do with your days. Even after you have dealt with grief, you have times where you feel like you're right back where you started. Allow yourself the time that you need to grieve. Take good care of yourself. Try your best to eat well. Get some exercise. Move your body however is easiest for you. Try to sleep well. You need the strength of all of these things. Now, if you want to, you can take a moment to just be with the feelings you have. Just allow the grief, face the emotions, and accept that you're grieving. I'm going to pause for 30 seconds. And during this time, I want you to choose to relax and breathe deeply. Or you might decide to just go with the emotions you have and experience the grief. Breathe in. I want you to create a picture in your mind. Imagine a peaceful place where you have no worries. You may picture a comfortable room, quiet and peaceful. Imagine that the room is warm and has a comfortable place for you to sit or lie down. In this room, you have no cares, no worries, no problems, nothing to worry about. Picture this room in your mind. What does the room look like? Create a detailed image of this room in your mind. So comfortable, completely serene. You can return to this room in your imagination when you need a break. Whenever you need to relax. Whenever things get difficult and you need to rest, you can picture this room in your mind. It's time for us to end this meditation. And you may want to reawaken or drift off to sleep. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. If you decide to wake up, let yourself become more and more awake with each number, until at 1, you are fully awake and alert. If you decide to sleep, become sleepier with each number, until at 1, you are deeply asleep. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I hope you enjoyed this guided meditation. I hope you feel more relaxed, clear-minded. And I just want to say one more time, you will get through this. I'll see you guys next time, and I can't wait.